welcome to the Smashy Business Show. So for today, we are talking about Nadine Nasib Njem launches her own beauty brand, a Lebanese actress. As I've mentioned, Nadine Njem introduces Nadine Njem Beauty. That is launching in May 2024. Now, the line is inspired by her resilience after the 2020 Beirut explosion, of course, as we all know. Now, the brand embodies her journey of self-belief and strength. And of course, we all know what happened in Lebanon. Now, for our second story, Saudi-based MDD secures $26.6 million in series of funding around Saudi-based startups specializing in supply chain and recruitment management recently closed a series of investment round where details have not been disclosed. And of course, the GOAT Cristiano Ronaldo joined Whoop founder Will Ahmed on Whoop podcast to discuss football, fitness, and their partnership, of course, and which is very exciting. Turns out, you know, I'm not the only one that sleeps early because he said that the Whoop watch is a fitness tracking wearable that it as well has an app. And he said that the brand's health tracking technology significantly impacts his career and as well personal life in terms of his physical, mental health, stress, and sleep. And later on, I am joined by Rashid Al-Mulla, who is the founder and CEO of Frio Sparkling Water. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Smashy Business Show. Joining us is Rashid Al-Mulla, founder and CEO of Sparkling Water, which I'm so excited to have. I didn't used to like sparkling water before, but I do now, which is very exciting. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Farah.
So if, first of all, my first question, if you could walk us through the process of creating a new Frio flavor, you know, from concept to production.
Okay. So it started as a problem statement, my personal problem statement, where I couldn't find healthy alternatives out there on the shelves. I used to see the other sodas, beverages out there in the market, and all of them were like one calorie, like they were promising you one calorie, but when you were drinking them, they were too sweet. Like I was wondering, like, what makes it so sweet? And then we learned, like with time, we learned that there were sweeteners, etc. So I was looking for something that was healthy, fizzy, refreshing, and good for me. And that's where the idea came of Frio Sparkling Water. The sparkling water, the current sparkling water market is so boring. So what we are doing at Frio Sparkling Water, we're making it more fun. We're making it even more lively. For us to evaluate a can experience, they need to complete a full 330 ml, or let's say, for example, in whatever 330 ml can, because there is, let's say, for example, the experience when you drink the first half is different than when you drink the last half. So it's very important that people continue or finish their entire can. So we even monitor that in terms of, like, please finish your can and then give us your feedback. And we tried to make it in a very informal presence. It's like gatherings. We did a lot of gatherings. I'm really lucky that I have foreigners and local friends, and I have brothers even in different ages. So we have the youngest brother who's 17 years away from me, and then I have two years. So for me to cover, do the market research, and it was very, very easy and very cost effective.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, of course, I can imagine, you know, it takes a lot because you must have had a business module happen, you know, developed before, right?
Yeah,
before having the business all set
Absolutely.
Up all together. So from a business perspective, would you say that as you launched your business, Frio, did it match the business model that was in your, you know?
In my business plan?
Yes.
Absolutely not. So when we started in December 2019. Mm-hmm. So you guess what happened? COVID struck then on end of February 2020. Okay. So we had so many delays, and we had rents, and we have so many. I mean, we had challenges, but we overcome our challenges. So there was a lot of things that happened that we weren't expecting, but we managed through because we love what we're doing, and that's what really makes us unique. But in terms of market, the sparkling water market is growing 15% annually. So it's a really promising market, and people out there are looking for the healthy alternatives, and we will create the healthy alternative in every category they want.
Wow, I mean, You looked at the market, what it lacks, and then you implemented it.
We developed a better alternatives.
So you spoke about challenges. Yeah. If you can walk me through some challenges that you have faced while actually getting your business to life.
So one of the biggest challenges we had is COVID. COVID, we were planning to launch in December. We were planning to launch in June 2020, and we launched in March 22. So you can see the issues that we had. China had the lockdown, etc. Most of the factories are located in China, so we had this first barrier, and then the second barrier was the inflation that we had. The high inflation that we had in 22, where the prices were skyrocketing, especially for businesses that are heavy on inventories like our business. We had a lot of issues with that. Say, for example, securing, because the prices were around 40-30% higher than what we anticipated. So that creates a lot of issues in terms of liquidity. The third issue is because we exhausted our budgets, we had issues with starting and scaling, because we're still trying to prove the concept, and investors are looking at us and like, we're not sure yet. You guys are creating something new, and we don't know if you can beat the foreign brands. But I promise you, we will. So these are. I mean, there's so many challenges, but we see them. I mean, challenges with these, we see them as an exercise. And I have so many whiteboards in my office, and every challenge or every problem is like, hey, let's put them in the whiteboard and try to figure it out. So we have a concept. I mean, we're not a concept, but me and my team. We love figuring out things. We don't want to always figure out things. We want things running smooth. But when things are not going as it's supposed to go, we see it as a challenge, and we overcome it.
Well, can you share, I would say, insights into the demographic preferences of Frio's uniqueness and flavor development process? And, you know, maybe if there is a future strategy that you have in mind?
Sure. In terms of flavors and their strategies, We are moving towards having a personality for each flavor that we have. So the classic is having the creator, the person who's going to create, is someone who starts the business, someone who initiates, let's say, for example, that project. So it's for the creator. And then you have the grapefruit is for the outlaw, so someone who's breaks the rules, not necessarily goes to the jail, but breaks the rule and into the better good. Then you have the even lemon, the hero, which really challenges the status quo, and really he's the hero of change. You have the strawberry, it's the social lover who loves the community, connecting, etc. So we're making personalities for each label that we have. It's not just because it's a marketing thing, but it's for people to even have a much more attachment to our brand, and they can relate to it. So it's just not just a delicious beverage you're having, but even an emotional satisfaction that you can get from it.
That is smart. Is that why strawberry is your favorite flavor?
I love the community. And this is really one of the biggest parts where we are on the ground. We are here with the community. We are with the people. We are a brand. You'd find us at your local event. You'd find us. Supporting the runners. You'd find us supporting, let's say, for example, the artists. So we are out there. This is what really, I mean, one of the best value propositions that we have against all our competitions.
So what's the future? What does the future look like for Frio?
In terms of short-term future, We're planning to launch the glass. Our customers are after us for the glass. We will launch for them the glass bottle. We are planning to really introduce delicious flavors. We've been promising them. But the issue is, I'm going to say that what is the issue is, the issue is we are currently overwhelmed with our current productions. We will launch them as soon as we can, inshallah. We do have them. We have tested them. We've done everything. We will launch them soon.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And thank you, guys.
Thank you,
this is our interview with Rashid Al-Mulla, founder and CEO of Afriya Sparkling Water. Of course, stay tuned and see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. For me.